someone's owning the video, I might add. Wow.
Look, yeah. Just let me go. You need to let me go. Let me be the one that I...
How are you?
I'm so good, my brother. How are you?
I am doing great. You look great. It's been far too long since you and I have spoke. In the last time, where were we? We're the Logies, you and I spoke.
Yeah,
that was
Logies,
the last time.
Yes. Wow, that was, what, 2019. Wow, my goodness, yeah. Before
when
everything just...
The big pink frock and... I remember.
Yes, 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 yes.
Are you well? How's things?
I'm pretty good, like, you know, compared to what we've all kind of been through. Like, I just feel like there's a bit of a shift that's happening. I've been writing during lockdown and just kind of, you know, taking the time to... kind of regenerate and be able to, you know, for when we can come back, you know, and do what I do best. So
yeah,
it's been a long thought process. But it, you know, it's been great because I've been able to also write those thoughts down and create songs.
Yeah. I mean, the last 2 years for all artists around the world has been quite hard. But for you, I mean, you said you've been writing music, but then you're also doing the voice as well. Have you actually kept busy even you can't be performing on stage?
Yeah, it's such a weird place because I also had to consider, you know, what the rest of, you know, the country had to, had to come at a halt. But with filming The Voice was such a I guess perfect timing. You know, it was early April 2020 and, you know, everyone was still kind of working and doing their thing with obviously social distancing in practice and all the other kind of restrictions. But it was just such a really kind of, I was busy, to be honest. And I didn't think I would be, but the opportunity came and I thought I would give it a go and give all the advice that I could into the show. Yeah.
How does it feel personally? Because being so young, and you've been in the industry for a while now, but still young to be asked to coach, mentor, train the next bunch of singers that come through. How does it make you feel about that?
Yeah, I think it definitely makes me feel proud. I mean, I didn't study any of that. I didn't study psychology or mentoring. It's just, it definitely comes naturally. And I think having had those experience and, you know, have met, you know, certain people along the way and have tried things that, you know, maybe didn't work at the time, but now works. Like, you know, I was just able to be kind of, you know, expanding and exploring and, you know, still on a search of like, you know, my relationship with music. So I feel like, you know, that is gold. And you know, if I could give it to a 12-year-old or a 30-year-old or a 50, like, you know, this show kind of, you know, holds an expansion of age group.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I guess that's what made it really intimidating, but also really inviting because, you know, to have an artist confide to you about what they don't know, or, you know, could you help me, or, you know, how could I do this better? Mm-hmm. You know, I'm all for that. I'm all for the support and helping and any advice. Yeah.
So, and you've obviously been in that situation with Oz
Idol. I sure have.
So you've been in that hole, being nervous, being, okay, I know what they're feeling right now before they get on stage. So
absolutely.
That would have helped you to help them, and then them trusting you going, it's okay. You know, I've kind of been there. Let's just do this.
Yeah, well, it's all in the experience, I think. Mm. You know, anyone who's giving would advise, you know, and not, you know, it's more for you to take away. It's not for you to apply it exactly how I've done it.
Yeah.
This is just what, you know, this is just the experience that I had to go through. This is how it made me feel.
Yeah.
I acknowledged it in this way. This is what I ended up doing. And then it's really up to them, you know, how they take it, you know, what they do with it, and really mold it into their life and through their experience. Yeah.
Wow. Let's talk about you and your music. Finally, we have some new music from you since your number one album, Hilda. What is it like now to release music after, well, I know it's only like 2 years, but still too long.
No, it is, you know, and that's the thing, I think, for any artist, I guess when you're in that creative space, it's all in good time, you know, and timing. And for me, you know, the past 2 years have been, unfortunately, a really great time to really explore and what kind of music I wanted to do next. Who I wanted to work with really was, you know, also a part of the creation. I worked with so many different people that I've always admired them and have wanted to work with them before, but just never had the opportunity. So this time round, I really took the time to have those Zoom conversations. Like a lot of my creations happened over Zoom, phone calls, emails, you know, and just the whole back and forth thing, which can be kind of a bit of a mess, but it's also kind of a beautiful mess, because eventually you come up with so many different things, and it's just all about, you know, compiling and sifting through it and then seeing, you know, what works to what didn't work. And I just had a ball. I just had a ball of, like, you know, my head down and going through all these kind of different ideas and experiments when it came to, you know, when it comes to music and the different writing styles to the different instruments that, you know, are kind of appearing in my mind and I can hear. Yeah.
The little things mean so much more. I feel like watching you in your music career, and I remember watching you on Idol from running back days to even now, I feel like we're literally watching you grow, and you've always been amazing, but you're just getting more amazing. Then the next thing is more amazing. And I feel like with Glow, I feel like we've got a whole new Jess Malboy. Am I feeling the right thing? Like, is this a new Jess Malboy as such?
I guess that was kind of the whole mentality vibe. That's what I felt. I felt renewed. I felt empowered. I felt strong. I felt like I know exactly where I'm going with this, because I've been able to, you know, take the reins of like what that sounds like and be in the studio day and night and have that time to go back and forth and if it works or not. You know, it's just listening. It's, you know, and for me, it was just having that patience to, you know, have a different, you know, schedule timing around how I was going to put all this music together. So yeah, it was all in the making, really. You know, I guess to sum it all up was just I had the time to make, and I still do. Like, you know, this is just one of the first songs that, you know, is coming off, and you know, maybe 10, I don't know, maybe 14, I don't know. Like, there's just so many songs that are kind of are on file at the moment, still being worked on. And, you know, this is just one of the first, and I'm really excited about it because it is, I would say that I wanted this song to capture what my life felt like in sound. And I really have, like, I feel like these sounds that I'm kind of interpreting and projecting are what I'm feeling and what I'm engaging in and what my soul feels like in my spirit. And, you know, if I'm kind of going between and compromising being feeling happy and feeling sad, like, that's what life is. So
yeah,
that's what my life is, you know. And I hope I get to just, you know, have that kind of sound be nostalgia for somebody else, a familiar, universal, or future focused. That was really the conversation for me around really producing Glow.
Yeah.
And bringing that to life with George Maple and Cosmos Midnight, who are just insane to work with, by the way. I had the most, like, just out of body experience, you know, when you're just, I don't know if you've ever had that experience, but it was just, I felt like I was just outside looking at myself going, you've got it, girl. Like, this is it. This is what you've been creating. This is you're on point, like, and go with that. And I just felt like myself encouraging and motivating myself. Those guys are just like magic to work with.
Sneak peek of Glow in the video yesterday, and wow. Someone's owning the video, I might add. Wow.
Look, yeah. You know, it was just really about, you know, the confidence and being it was about the confidence and being motivated by, you know, your true self, your instincts, you know, when you kind of move that way, like just keep going with it. And for me, I think just creatively too, working with the director Rabal, you know, and just with the team on how we wanted to kind of curate, we didn't want some kind of like, you know, we didn't need any other characters. I remember the director Rabal saying, I really want to show your personality. So this is kind of the opportunity that, you know, I would like to take the time to, you know, show your fun self, you know, the way you're acting right now, you know, the way you're being, you're funny, you're cheeky, and you're just playing around and just making fun of yourself. And so that's kind of what we shot over 2 days, and he did some BTS, and then we just kind of played. We had two sets kind of set up, and that was kind of the main thing. And then we ended up including a projector scene, and then we included like this this red sheet scene where we just blew the fan straight through it, and I was just kind of moving around with the chiffon
material.
Yeah, it was totally that, and it was totally just embodying like self-control. And yeah. I think, you know, coming from a time where we've all been stuck in our minds. It was just nice to kind of, you know, reconnect to what really matters, like, you know, and everybody's had that time to really do that. But I think also we're all about communicating from a human level and contact. So that's what we're used to. And I think just kind of expressing that in the scenes was really important to do that. You know, self-awareness, you know, self-control, you've taken the reins, you're in control now, and just have fun with it, you know. Yes. Not being too serious. I think, you know, these past two years have been, you know, and it's understandable. It's been really serious and hectic for so many.
Absolutely. Well, it certainly shows the power in watching it. It shows the power of you, and it shows the power of women in music, which is such an important message as well. In a funny thing, watching the video, I noticed the fashion changes, and I like, here we go, let's count these. And I lost count. How many times?
1, 2, 3, 4, yeah. 5, 6. Maybe 7 or 8, roughly.
No, there was more than that, surely.
Oh, damn. I'm being like, I'm just trying to like play it down. But that, I guess that was the fun thing, was that, you know, each shot was like, took us 2 minutes, you know. Yeah. So every outfit, you know, was just about embracing it, having fun with it, whether I was sitting down, whether I was standing, you know, moving through the projection, or, you know, moving kind of across the ground, or playing with the kind of materials that were, you know, that were provided. But yeah, I guess that was that's the whole point, is just really enjoying the kind of space and the creative time, and to have everybody in the room. I think we had about, you know, with, you know, restrictions involved really, and COVID-19 safe, you know, things in place. But yeah, we had roughly around about maybe 20 or more people, you know, that were able to be a part of it, and, you know, and to help it really grow, and to help the space. But Glow is that it's you know, bringing a connection. It's about capturing kind of what life feels like for me, and just bringing in that familiar sense of I know this move, I know this kind of in my body, and it's translating in my body, and it's making me feel good. And that's the whole point of this song, was confidence, exuding, motivational, and just looking into your true self, whatever that may be.
It's so, so good. And after 2 years, but we've got some brand new music back. Finally, look, I don't know what you've been doing. Whatever.
Finally.
You are glowing, Jess Mulboy. It is so good to catch up with you again. I don't know whether we're going to get you before Chrissy, but have an awesome Chrissy. I can't even believe I'm saying that already.
I know, right?
I hope your Christmas tree's up, by the way.
No, for sure. I think I've got like 2 weeks or something like that. So I'm looking forward to taking that time to just, yeah, have a bit of sip, you know, of my favorite beverage of a drink, and just let my hair down and, yes, you know, just be with the ones that I love, you yeah. know, if I can, if that's possible.
Are you going back home to the family in Darwin?
I hope so. I hope if the you know, the borders kind of change in the NT, then I'll be able to make it. But if not, you know, I'm just kind of planning what that my Christmas may look like.
Yep. With your beverage.
with my drink in hand and my dog and my partner.
I love it. Jess, thanks so much for hanging out. So much fun. We'll catch up soon.
Big love. And yeah, Merry Christmas to you. Be safe until then.